Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 89 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with the strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. Before we get into today's episode, another quick shout out to some new followers of the show on Podomatic. We have Veronica, Victor, Leslie, Vic, Stace, Jen, Tarina, and sorry if I mispronounced this next one, Yasania. We also have Jeanette and Charlie. Thank you so much for following me on Podomatic. I really appreciate your support. I am back from a work vacation this week, so I missed out on dropping this on Thursday. But in today's episode, we're discussing the three signs you will fail implementing your school initiatives. As I mentioned in the mini intro there, I've been on this work vacation, and during the work part, I attended one of the breakout sessions, and the topic was implementing school renewal initiatives with integrity. And this got me thinking of all the different initiatives that get started within a school system, within a school year. Every time there is a new leader, something new is happening. With the amount of turnover in central office leadership, at the principal, and even at the teacher level, is it any wonder that everyone is cynical when it comes to these new programs that we're trying to implement? And these three signs are indicators that your brand new shiny plan will fail and are based off the presentation at the Achievement Centered Leadership Conference, which is where I was at. And the first indicator is having an unfocused target. You may have heard this saying in the marketing sector, if you're trying to sell everybody, you're not going to sell anybody. And this idea is you have to know exactly who your target audience is or your product will get lost among all the other products. And the same idea applies here. You have to know specifically the portion of your student body that you are looking to impact with a new initiative. An example of this for our school is a mentor internship program that we are rolling out for our seniors. We did a survey of parents and students asking what would be most beneficial in helping them learn about future career goals. And a mentor was the overwhelming common answer. So the segment of the population that you're targeting in the new plan must be chosen based on the data that you've collected. If you don't have this focused target, just like in a lesson, if you don't have a targeted lesson, your plan will fail. The next one, number two, is not having a metric to measure where you're going. If you don't have a way to measure success, there's no way that you will know if you've achieved it. Not only must you have a way to measure these outcomes of your plan, you have to make sure that you are consistently monitoring the progress of your program. If we continue with that example of the mentor program, we have to know what success looks like within this program. And one indicator of success could be the student's new depth of knowledge about the job that they are exploring with their mentor. And a consistent means of monitoring could be something like a weekly writing assignment where they journal what they've learned that week. At the end of the program, a career fair in which the students share what they've learned could be the final measure. So you can track throughout the school year or semester or quarter how they are progressing, what they're learning, and then also have this final assessment where you can determine whether or not they did in fact learn what you wanted them to learn. Without a metric of measurement and knowing what success looks like, any new initiative will fail because you don't know where you're going. The third piece of the puzzle here is having poor personnel, putting the wrong person in the wrong position or putting the right person in the wrong situation. Picking the wrong people is probably the biggest mistake that can be made. You got to know your staff and know which ones will be able to carry out the task and buy into this new initiative because these are key components to the success of that program. You might have a favorite staff member that you consistently fall back on, You could have a SLC leader. You could have a PLC leader that you are always tapping for new initiatives because you know that they are meticulous, passionate, and care about the kids. Depending on what that initiative is, you don't want to put that person in that position if it doesn't fit their strengths or their interests. So you want to make sure that you are picking the right person. Because if you put the wrong person in the wrong position, you are misaligning the resources, your most valuable resource, your staff, into the wrong position. And in that way, you can really not only ruin the new initiative, but you can slow down or even ruin some of your other initiatives as well. Picking the wrong person to head a new initiative is a surefire way for a new plan to fail. So again, those three, having an unfocused target, no means for measuring success, and then picking that wrong person are those three signs that your new initiative will fail. I'm sure there are other indicators. What are some of those that you've come across when you're trying to implement your plan that you can share with the rest of us? Please share your observation on the corresponding blog, also entitled Three Signs You Will Fail Implementing Your School Initiatives. Just go on over there to howtobeagreatprincipal.com, click on the blog, and go ahead and put in your comments and your observations from what you've learned. If you found this podcast helpful, entertaining, or cause for reflection, please share with your colleagues. Make sure to check back in on Saturday for the latest interview. Last week, we chatted with Dr. Sharon Porter, who helps assistant principals prepare themselves to lead. This week, we get an assistant principal, Kim Hansel. She is a national educational speaker and trainer, as well as, like I said, an assistant principal of curriculum and instruction at Youth Connection Leadership Academy. If you're a principal, make sure you check out the new grant scholarship available that honors the hard work that you're putting in on a daily basis. K-12 principals only. Click over there on the grant application on my website, howtobeagreatprincipal.com, and register for that grant. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out my blog at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. Again, this is where there are numerous other blogs having to do with supporting educational leaders. You can also pre-order my free book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. That will only be free for the next couple of weeks as it is getting ready to go to print on Amazon. If you're an auditory learner, you can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur. Again, we have new episodes weekly. Those are Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays if I'm lucky enough to get another educational leader. To join the podcast as a guest, email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I am part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group, The Principal Entrepreneur. Go on over to Facebook, click in the Principal Entrepreneur in the search bar, and I will be happy to add you to our group. Until next time, thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.